akesifundiswe ke itext letu kuThithu isahluko sesithathu kusukela evesini lesithathu kuze kube isikhombisa.
Let's read from Titus chapter 3 verse 3 to 7.
Ngokuba nathi kade sasiyiziyula abangalaleliyo abadukiswayo sikhonza izinkanuko nokutamasa okuyizinhlobo nhlobo sihlezi ebubini nangomhawu sizondekile sizondana.
For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another.
Kepha lapho sekubonakalisiwe ububele bukaNkulunkulu umsindisi wethu nothando lwakhe kubantu.
But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared,
wasisindisa kungengamisebenzi yokulunga esayenzayo thina kepha ngokwesihawu sakhe ngesigezo sokuphindukuzalwa nokwenziwa sibe basha ngomoya ongcwele.
Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
Amthelayo kakhulu phezu kwethu ngaye uJesu Kristu umsindisi wethu,
whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior,
ukuze silungisiswe ngomusa wakhe sibe izindlalifa zokuphila okuphakade ngokwethembeka.
That having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
Agustandaz.
Let's pray.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuba usimbulele izimfihlakalo zakho lapho silizwa izwi lakho.
We ask you, Lord, that you would reveal your secrets as we delve into your word. Work in our midst. And bless us all.
Amen.
Amen. We've just gone through Christmas.
Sikhumbula ukufika kwenkosi yethu Jesu ibe inyama phakathi kwabantwana babantu.
We celebrated the fact of Jesus, the living God, being manifest in the flesh, being a person in our midst.
Sikhumbula ukufika kwakhe ukuzosindisa abaJuda nabahedeni.
And we've celebrated the fact that he came to save Jews and pagans.
Phela thina sonke besingabahedeni.
For we all were heathen.
Ubengasiyo umJuda, ube umhedeni, abe wezizwe.
Whoever wasn't a Jew was just counted automatically to be a pagan, one of the nations.
Ngibuye ngimangale uma ngibona abafundi benkosi namaKristu asendulondulwini ebandleni lokuqala bedideka ngabahedeni ukuthi kufanele ukuthi bashunyayezwe ivangeli noma cha.
At times it astonishes me when I read about what happened to the disciples, the apostles, where later on they were not quite sure and there was some confusion about reaching out and evangelizing the pagans, whether they should or not. In Bethlehem,
lapho ifikile inkosi abokuqala abafikayo abajuda abelusi.
The first to come were Jews, the shepherds.
Emva mhlawumbe kwamasonto amabili asinali iqiniso ngempela, kodwa singathi plus minus amasonto amabili kwaqhamuka abahedeni abaqhamuka le empumalanga.
And then after a few days, could have been 2 weeks plus or minus a few days, but then they came, wise men from the east, to see Jesus.
Bezokhothamela umntwana,
to worship the child.
beza nezipho zabo,
coming with their gifts.
Kusho ukuthi kusobala ukuthi lo mntwana uqondene nezwe lonke.
And that shows us that the child is for the whole world.
Among this,
the English
were pagans.
The Germans, the Dutch, every tribe, every nation, they were all heathen. Everyone that didn't belong to the Jewish folk were heathen.
Lokho chaza ukuthi uJesu wezela wonke umuntu okhona emhlabeni.
Which shows that Jesus came for every person in this world.
Fezeke izwi lenkosi akukho ukusindiswa komunye, alikhe elinye igama esiphiwe lona esingasindiswa ngalo.
And the word of God teaches us that there is no other name by, given in heaven or earth by which we must be saved. What I want to emphasize and take note of today is this. All those who came to Jesus came because of the revelation of this mystery.
Salvation is not by education, but by revelation. Kusho ukuthi awukwazi ukumfundisa umuntu umqeqeshe abe ikholwa ngemfundo. Mfundise umuntu, umfundise uzoba uSathane ohlaniphile. Akekho umuntu osindiswa ngemfundo.
Education does not fundamentally change. You can give as much education as you want to a person, but that does not transform a person. You need this heavenly truth to be revealed to you.
Paul says in Galatians 1:16, ethi msukwane kwaba kuhle kuNkulunkulu ukutambulele indodana yakhe kimi ngasindiswa. Uthi angilitholanga kumuntu, angiliphiwanga umuntu, kodwa ngalithola ngokwambulelwa uNkulunkulu embulela indodana yakhe kimi.
And in Galatians 1 verse 6, Paul says, God saw fit to reveal the Son of God to me. I did not receive it from flesh or blood, but when the Lord saw fit to and decided to reveal him to me, he saved me.
Ngoba ingane yakho ungayifundisa, uyifundise, uyikhulise. Kodwa uma kungasanga kuye engambulelwanga iqiniso, uzoba umhedeni wokugcina endlini yakho.
You can rear your child in your home, you can do make every effort to make it a Christian, but all your efforts are in vain. If the Lord doesn't intervene, it'll just leave a heathen.
Abelusi ukuze beze kuJesu bambulelwa lemfihlakalo.
The shepherds who came to Jesus had this secret revealed to them.
Akekho noyedwa kubona noma kubantu baseMpumalanga ofike ngokwakhe ukuhlakanipha noma ngokwakhe ukuqonda okusukela kuye cha noyedwa.
Not one of those who came, neither the shepherds nor the wise men, no one came to Jesus out of his own accord because he was intelligent enough to work out that he should come. It was only by revelation. The shepherds who had been shepherding their sheep at night, they were with them, and there it was that the angel came and preached to them and spoke to them.
wakhuluma ngentokozo enkulu eyakweshela izizwe zonke zomhlaba.
About the great joy which is for all nations.
Uma sebekuzwile esebatshelile ebambulela imfihlakalo balalela. Wathi hambani niye eBethlehem nizofika umntwana esongiwe ngendlela ethize emkhombeni wenkomo.
Having heard that truth revealed to them as these angels spoke these wonderful things, they were commanded to go and see for themselves, and they would find the child wrapped in swaddling clothes in a manger.
Kanjalo nabelusi beqhamuka kude empumalanga abezanga ngokwabo ukuhlakanipha bathi sayibona inkosi kwelakithi.
The same with the wise men from the east. It's not that they came through their own intelligence, their own understanding, but they said, we have seen that which shows us that a king has been born.
Bayibona inkanyezi kwelakubo. Basebethele inkanyezi njengokuba sezwa ukuthi uqhamuka yiyo leke.
They had seen a star from that place where they came from, and they said, since we have heard that it was predicted that the king was to be born, we are now going to see him. And the confirmation then of the star saying it has indeed happened. Should the angels have not come to the shepherds, and if the star had not appeared to the wise men, they wouldn't have come to Jesus.
Okuhle futhi lapho uNkulunkulu esebavezela ebatshela ngobukholwa kuvela ngentshumayelo.
And it was good that they were told, because like to the shepherds, it was spoken to them, for faith cometh by hearing.
Lapho sebezwile, balande, balalela, bakwenza lokho abayalwe ikona.
When they heard, they were obedient to that which was spoken to them.
Ngoba uma uNkulunkulu ekuvezela iqiniso lakho, kodwa wena ungalaleli, alikusizi ngalutho.
Because if God speaks His truth to you, but you're not totally obedient to that truth, it helps you nothing.
Izazi zasempumalanga zafika eJerusalem, zaya kuHerode, zathi iphi inkosi esizalelwe yona. Awamangala, waphatheka kabi uHerode, egcwele umona, ethi omunye uzongiphuca isikhundla sami. Wabiza zonke ihlakaniphi zakhe, ebiza nabafarisi nababhali, ethi uMesiya uzozalelwaphi.
When the wise men came from the east seeking the king, they then went via the king, King Herod, and asked, where is the king born? And then King Herod called all his wise men and the scribes and the Pharisees, all those who were educated, to say where he would be born. Because he was, King Herod was spurred on by envy, the feeling of being threatened that another king was there. Now they answered, these wise men, the Pharisees and that, answered from the scriptures and from Micah, saying that you are Bethlehem, you are considered small, but from now on you will not be little, because the king will be born in you. They knew the Bible, they knew the word of God. They knew precisely where the Messiah was to be born. They were not inaccurate in that.
kodwa akekho noyedwa owalalela owalalela akekho noyedwa kubona waya uyabona wena ndoda na unkosikazi noma unolwazi ekhanda ungusathane ohlakaniphile uma wena qobo lwakhe ungakwenzi lokho oyalwe ikona.
But not one of them went to see the Messiah. You see, you might have the truth. You might know what the truth is, you man or woman. But if you do nothing with the truth and you don't obey that truth, it is a useless knowledge to you.
No Satan qobo lwakhe uyalazi iqiniso kodwa uyesihogweni. Nawo laziyo iqiniso kodwa ungalaleli, ungaligcini, ungalenzi, nawe uzoya naye esihogweni.
Satan knows the truth and is going to hell. And you who know the truth and you don't obey the truth, you will go with him to hell.
Akekho noyedwa noma belazi iqiniso eBethlehem. Basuka laba abahlaniphileyo baya khona. Kodwa laba abayanga kusho ukuthi baqhubeke ekufini kwabo.
So the wise men from the east, hearing this, did then go to Bethlehem. But not one of those who spoke the truth listened to the truth. They didn't go to Bethlehem. Paul says, when Jesus Christ was revealed to me, I did not resist the revelation, but I did as I was told.
If
God has spoken to you and shown his truth to you, you will not be helped in your life or in your death if that truth is not obeyed.
Ngoba i-text lethu lithi ngokuba nathi kade sasiyiziyula abangalaleliyo abadukiswayo sikhonza izinkanuko nokutamasa okuyizinhlobonhlobo sihlezi ebubini nangomhawu sizondekile sizondana. Kodwa lapho sekubonakalisiwe ubele bukaNkulunkulu umsindisi wethu nothando lwakhe wasisindisa.
For our text speaks about our condition when it says, for we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared,
They
were in great darkness and on the way to hell, but when God's compassion, in his compassion, he revealed himself to them, he saved them from these evils.
Abukho bomnyama obukhona emhlabeni okhulu kunobumnyama bokungamazi uJesu noNkulunkulu qobo lwakhe.
There is no darkness in the world that is as dark as not knowing God, Jesus Christ himself.
Utukile, ulahlekile, uyisiyula.
You are deceived.
Uphela uma izwi likaNkulunkulu lifika kuwe kumbuleke kuyasa.
You are deceived, foolish, and hell-bent unless the grace of God comes to you, reveals his mercy to you, and saves you.
Yikho ophethe uthi singayaphi inkosi nguwena onamazwi okuphila.
That's why Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You only have the words of life. We were lost, but now we found.
Izizwe zonke ezingenakukhanya kwalomntwana zisebumnyameni obubi obudabukisayo ubumnyama obunohlonzo cisho ungakubamba ngezandla.
Every nation that doesn't have the revelation of the Son of God, the truth about this salvation, is in darkness that is so thick it's tangible, touchable.
Kusho ukuthi izizwe zonke zingenalo ivangeli nokukhanya kukaJesu zisosizini zisekuhluphekeni okukhulu.
The nations, the heathen without Jesus Christ, are in utter darkness and in a lost state.
Bengifunde ekuseni njengabantu baseShayina endulo bebehamba ngey'nkulungwane bethatha ingane zapho ey'ncane ezelwe bayiphosa emfuleni ziphila iziyula zithi zenza into esile ziphose khona.
I just read this morning about an ancient Chinese tradition where they would throw their little babies into the river while they were alive. That's how great the deception was.
Ezizweni zonke lakwaZulu bekunjani, la eAfrika kunjani, kuze kukhonzwe nenyoka kuthiwa nangu ubaba nangu mama. Awusaboni ukuthi ngalokho uyayilahla uthi winzalo yenyoka kwawena.
All nations without Christ are in utter darkness. Take here in Africa the animism, the ancestral worship, sometimes even saying if a snake appears, that's our grandfather reappearing. And it just shows you that you're of the brood of vipers.
Ubheke odumsane bangishayela ucingo besho eqaleni ebekunzima abanye abamhlophe bathi asibaxoshe, athi ke cha singabaxoshi. Kufike abasha bangamakhalathi enkonzweni.
Now look, Dumasan phoned me and said in the beginning of their services there were some that said we don't want to hear from black people, and quite a few then left. Resisting the gospel, not wanting it. They'd come in, girlfriend, boyfriend, not knowing how to behave in church, flirting with each other in church, touching each other, just totally ignorant.
Colored people. Bathi akufanele ukuthi kushiwo, kodwa amakhaladi amasulumane bakhula ke ngobusulumane, kodwa amasulumane kuthiwa baze basho bathi okuvezayo siyombulala, ngoba phela amasulumane anenkolo yenkemba.
Many of the colored people there are brought up in Islam, and they are under a threat of their lives. If they had to desert the faith, they would, that's the end of them, for Islam rules by the sword. But they were of different types of who are gathered there, and some of them they've met at KwaSizabantu.
But hayi lezi nkonzo asifuni inhleli nje nthule enkonzweni. Ake ndedele thina siyonyakazisa umzimba. Sonyakazisa umzimba bese kwehla umoya ongcwele.
Some said, hey, things are just too quiet. You don't move around. We're going to get things going here and get the Holy Spirit by being able to move around. Then we'll really feel the Spirit.
Hayi baqinisa bathi ke asinakuyeka ukushumayela leli evangeli. Kungcono nihambe. Baze bahamba bayisihlala. Abanye baphuma babuya futhi. Kodwa bathi namhlanje banamahloni bathi sixoleleni sixoleleni sinamahloni ngalokho esakwenzayo. Beyihlambulula bevuma izono zabo. Futhi cisho akekho omusha ongakangenwa esonweni, ongakangeni esonweni sobufebe. Ukuthi umuntu ayigcine abe msulwa akukho. Ilona lono bayfront bakho bayalala. Bayoqansini benza konke. Abanye baze bazala ingane. Bengashadile.
Our preachers put their foot down and said, this is the gospel we're going to preach. Some were so upset they left. But some came back, very humble and willing to listen to the truth. Some really repented very deeply. And the condition of the people there is, they are virtually all in sexual promiscuity. It's just the norm to sleep around.
Niyabona ubhedeni, niyabona ubumnyama obukhulu okukhona emhlabeni.
Some live together.
Abanye bazala ingane bayithitha ingane bayibulala.
Men and women living together. You see the heathendom that we have. Some have aborted their children.
Izwi lenkosi lithi banomona, banenzondo, bayazondana, benza wonke amahlazo amabi.
You see in our text it says that the people without grace live in malice and envy and hatefulness and hating each other, all manner of wickedness. What can you say? Of people who live in these sins. They are half this and half the devil. They are a mixture.
Half devil and half animal.
Abantu baphila kanjalo. That's how people live.
Ungabona ukuthi lo muntu wadalwa ngomfanekiso kaNkuluNkulu.
Where a person forgets completely that they're made in the image of God. It does not appear so anymore. All heathens are like that. Even my ancestry as well. Of my Germanic ancestry, we were pagans too. Recently I read about our ancient ancestry from northern Germany. I had told you a little bit about them. How they used to shed blood. They like to fight. How they would even go out in battle, and if they conquered, they would bring the trophy home, being the defeated ones, and they would offer them as human sacrifices in what they call the house. There were huge boulders, and they called it the house of stones.
They'd
take a knife. They would use knives of a very hard type of stone and slaughter these human beings, these war people caught as trophies, and they would slaughter them for their gods. Not knowing God. They thought what they were doing was heroic. That's from the very place where my ancestors come from, northern Germany, the Lüneburger Heide. And in behaving in that way, they thought that they were doing a wonderful thing, heroic. Not knowing God. To fight other groups or tribes and to kill them and to plunder their goods, they thought that was heroism. Now, you Zulu people, and for you Zulu people, you will identify with that, and that type of behavior is also in your history, not ancient history, fairly recent. Some places where I show visitors and they would do a Zulu dance for us, I'd noticed that some wouldn't dance enthusiastically. And I inquired about them. They said, well, if you haven't killed somebody, you can't really dance like a real man. In ancient European history, it was like that too. There were some nations where
Uma bengakaphethi ke ithambe limhlophe lekhanda okuthiwa hayi mkhwenyane awukakhuli awukabi yona indoda ngeke sikuvumele ukuthi ushade.
Some of those European tribes, unless you had beheaded an enemy and you had the skull as a trophy, you weren't considered a real man and you were not allowed to marry. You see what paganism is like. They do not worship the living God. They act just according to how they wish. You'll find that such a person is stubborn and rebellious. The pagan heart is also the individualist who doesn't want to be told by anybody what to do.
Kuthiwa noma beye empini bebezokhetha ke omunye bethi sihole ke empini abahole uma sebebuya bathi beka phansi isikhundla usufana nathi.
In some cases they would choose a person to say, now you lead us into battle, and when they would come back they'd say, all right, now you are one of us.
Njengokusho kwebhayibheli, sasiyiziwula abangalaleliyo abadukiswayo.
Just as the Bible describes to us in our text, we also were once foolish and disobedient and deceived.
Lapha emhlabeni bebengamaqhawe, benesibindi, berimpela.
Here on earth they might give the appearance of being heroic and full of courage and heroism.
Bephangizinto bebulala abantu,
looting and plundering and murdering.
Bathi emva kokufa sofika eholweni elikhulu.
The belief being that when they would die they'd come to a massive big hall.
AmaJalmani ayibiza leli holo ukuthi Valhalla. Valhalla bekuyileli holo elikhulu lasezulwini.
the Germanic tribes and the heathendom called it Valhalla. There was a great, huge, big hall.
Bese kuthwa khona lapho ozophuza amaqontsana siphuze no biye ngegobolondo zamakhanda siphuze ngakho eValhalla eholweni lezulu.
Where it would be a continuous celebration and boozing, drinking out of the skulls of people, this wonderful booze up there in this Valhalla hall in heaven. Don't the Zulus in the pagan belief also say, well, when we die, we're going to be very happy and we'll have all these things that we want?
Uma kufinkosi kumbiwe ithuna elikhulu kulaliswe intombi phansi esiphilayo bese inkosi laliswe phezukwazi cross kanje bona kanje kanje bona kanje ukuthi uma isefika ngaphesheya abe nentombi sakhe ezimkhonzayo.
It was taken to such a point among the Zulus that if a Zulu king died, they would take a number of girls who would have to die with him. They would be buried alive. Underneath him, his corpse would be placed on top of them while they were alive so that he would have women to serve him on the other side. And so too with the Muslims.
72. Kusho ukuthi nina ke izinsizwa imbuso ingelo izinkanuko zenu hambani join emasulumaneni.
And so
ngizofa ngibulale bese nibe nentombi ezu-72 ezinhle lezulwini.
So too there are the Muslims who believe that if you die as a martyr in holy jihad, you will die and receive automatically 72 virgins on the other side. Young men, if you're troubled by lust, well, then you need to become Muslims. Because you're
going to
get so many. And it's not a big deal. I mean, all they do is to blow themselves up. But you see that all of this is utter foolishness and they are driven by various lusts. Among the Germanic tribes, historians say that they would feast sometimes for up to 2 weeks, be drunk for 2 weeks on end. That's what pagans are like.
Imali yabo iphele badlala imali bashaya amadayisi badlala imali uma sokudlula insuku ezimbalwa isiphelile imali.
And they would gamble with their money. After a few days their money was finished.
Besiphila behamba ngokonakala bezondana benomona.
They lived in brutality, devious lusts and hatefulness of each other. A few months ago I needed to go to Sun City. When I was there I observed. And so I saw also the casino side of it. I saw the machines, young people, old people, grannies, grandfathers standing at these machines, putting their money in, wasting their money, of course, because people have to lose so that that business continues.
Kuhambe kanjani abantu babekholwa kodwa namhla sebelahla nenkolo bezodlala imali.
I inquired of them and turned out that they were Afrikaans speaking people, and I realized how the Afrikaans people have fallen, turned aside from their faith, running after money now.
Ubuheteni ke kunjalo byavuka futhi.
That is a revival of paganism coming back.
Kube laba basukele belwa nalesi lale singasho nasemsinga kuphela khona la kohle ukuthi kanti nala emabumbini khona umoya wasemsinga.
And I also read how the different tribes, Germanic tribes and that, would have warfare continually. They would then have to pay revenge for their losses, and then there would be new revenge blood, and so it would continue. That is paganism. That's why it's so familiar here as well, not just in the Msinga area, even here in Mabomvin, in these areas there's fighting that just flares up all the time because of revenge.
Faction fighting. Into eyaziwa angithi abaningi bayakwazi lo.
Many of you are fully aware of faction fighting. If I stand here, I need to speak the blatant truth and not lie.
Kube amakhosikazi abazosebenza emasimini negqila izone ziyosebenza ubuheteni kunjaloke.
It is also recorded of the pagan Germanic tribes that the men were just beer loving, warring, lazy men. The women had to work out in the fields and the slaves.
Lokho ke bekwenzeka.
That's what it was like before the gospel came. And those various tribes there in Europe, they were living in forests and swamps, and some would wear animal skins, some nothing. Very similar to what you find in Africa. Nevertheless, there were some who were able to show some respect and some self-respect, and were able to be a good example to others. Not all people are the same. You find some people who are better in character than others. There were some Germans who were very trustworthy, would speak the truth, would be hospitable. They would be hospitable and bring in visitors and not be stingy. But the gospel has come and has given light to the heathen.
Ukuthi kubaheteni kukhonzwe nenyoka kuyiwa ezangomeni ababhulayo ibona bangabapriesti babo.
Now, as I've seen that, I've spoken about how some would worship snakes and serpents, and they would sometimes, our Germanic tribes, they would use occult practices of using horses to tell the future and one's fortune.
And even here amongst the people.
And here among the people.
The witch doctors, sorcery is practiced. Those are their priests. Even now.
Kuze kube namhlanje.
Amanye amaKristu ayasheba, ayaya futhi. Uma bhula ingane uye uzokuzwa ukuthi ibulawe ba.
Some Christian people here in Africa even fall back on that superstition and back on that paganism, and if somebody's sick, they go to the witch doctor to find out who's done it.
Hayike. Sengiqoxele ngabantu basendulo, ndulondulwini. Ake sibuze ukuthi namhla kunjani phakathi kwethu na.
Now I've spoken a lot about people from ancient times. How are things now, today?
AmaKristu anjani namhlanje?
What are Christians like now?
Abanye bayalimaza igama lokholwa.
Some are harming the name of the faith and of Christianity.
Hambuye mapa, hambuye mashipini, hambuye kuma nightclub. Uzofika bani? Abadansayo, abaphuzayo, ufika maKristu, amakholwa sontayo.
Go to the bars and the shebeens and these discos. Who will you find there? Those who claim to be Christians. Some down in the Cape, some girls of just 14 years of age have exposed the fact that they had been prostituting themselves to their pastors. Just think of such utter depravity. Go to the bars and you'll see the children of Christians talking about sexual promiscuity, pornography, all that is perverted. That's what they're speaking about. They poke fun at the Bible, but on Sunday, where are they? They're at church. But during the rest of the week, they are mockers of the faith. The young people are angry with each other.
Bayalwa.
They fight.
Bayakhwepana.
They scratch each other.
Bayazondana.
Or attack each other. They hate each other.
Kodwa nasemtanzweni bakhona.
And you'll find them there on the dance floor.
Uzobona bethintana nabesifazane. Bekhonana.
Touching and petting.
Uthini ngalokho kodwa laba bantu bebeshumayela bebefakaza kodwa namhlanje basemahlazweni. Yabambi indaba. USathane usebenza umsebenzi wakho ongcolile phakathi emakholweni. Abanye abazalwane futhi abahedeni bembethwa kwezimvu kodwa banenhliziyo yobuhedeni.
Some of them go by the Christian tag. You'd find them maybe have, in the past, they've been giving their testimonies, but now they're on the dance floor doing these wicked things, perverted things.
Ungumhedeni wena ungokaSathane. Angikubizi ngokuthi umntwana kaNkuluNkulu. Ngithi uyibhastele likaSathane nesilwane.
children of Christian parents who wear the fashions of the world, where do they see it? How is it taught to them? Is it on TV? Is it because they go to the shopping malls and see it there? But they are not Christians. They are, as we'd say, bastard children.
Why do you call yourself a Christian and you dress like the world? Why? Why have we got to see your belly or the back of your back? Don't you see that you're a terrible bastard, a cross between the devil and an animal? Don't tell me you're a Christian.
Uguze uskombise inkaba yakho noma emuva emhlane uthi uzishaye sengathi ungumzalwane. Musa ukuthi usiqambela manga uyibastela phakathi kwakhe uSatan. No.
Izambatho zakho, inwele zakho zindize emoyeni. Ukhohlwe ukuthi silwane sinike lesi. Kodwa uyasho ukuthi ngumKristu. Hawu, usindisiwe. Unomoya. Nonsense. Hey, izwi lenkosi lithi phenduka. Uma ungaphenduka isikopo sinesakho.
You jawl around like the world. You have the gait and the swing as you walk of the world. You are on the way to hell if you do not repent. All one can say of such people is that this is modern paganism. They are not Christians. They have not been made new. They need to meet with Jesus Christ personally and be transformed and completely changed. We who call ourselves Christians are spoiling the Christian name. Shall the Holy One dwell in our midst?
Niyaganga. Ngingakhetha ukuthi nihambe ningaphindi nibuye ngishumayeza amabhenji kunokuba ngishumayeze nina. Uma ngintshela iqiniso, ingelozi yehle ezulwini ngabatshela yathi yanini bakwenze. Izazi zabona inkanyezi zaya zakwenza. Kodwa wena uyingani ukwenza? Uma umntwana kaSathane, yayake khona kuSathane uphelele khona. Kodwa musu kusiqambela amanga ukuthi wena usumvulela ivangeli lasezulwini, kodwa ufane nesilwane esihlangana noSathane.
If you're not transformed by the truth that you are preached to, you remain in that state, you don't change, well, you are a pagan. I'd rather that you go, rather that benches should be here and no people than that you should remain in your pagan state. Just with the angels speaking to the shepherds, they responded to what they had to say. The wise men could listen and was revealed to them, and they responded, why are you disobedient?
Lalelak.
Now listen.
Ngokuba nathi kade sasizula.
For we ourselves were also once foolish.
Abangalaleliyo, bangalaleli noma betshelwa abalaleli.
Disobedient. Those who are told and just don't listen.
Abadukiswayo.
Deceived.
Sikhonza inkanuko nokutamasa okwizinhlobonhlobo.
Serving various lusts and pleasures of all different types.
Liste und Verlust. Inkanuko nezinkanuko ezimbi.
All manner of pleasure and device or vice and sin and perversion.
Sihlezi ebubini nangomhawu. Sizondekile, sizondana.
Living in envy and jealousy, being hated and being hateful.
Kepha lapho sekubonakalisiwe ububele bukaNkulunkulu umsindisi wethu nothando lwakhe kwabantu wasisindisa. kindness.
But when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, He saved us.
Ngizojabula ukuba lento ekhulunywayo uma niyizwa nizwisise nilandele lalele ukuba kumbuleke iqiniso lamaqiniso kinina.
I would rejoice if you would respond as you listen to these truths, these wonderful truths, that you would be transformed by them as you obey His word.
The grace and love of God, has it been revealed to you? Has it changed your life? Or do you sit here like a heathen? If it hasn't changed, let this day be the day when your life is changed, where you are born again.
Uthando lukaNkulunkulu nomusa wakhe ushintshiwe ngakho yini, waguqulwa yini? Kufanele ukuthi ushintshwe nanamhlanje, kuguqule.
Sizwile ngabadlalayo bedlala amadayisi, badlala imali. Masingadlali sonto. Niyezwa? Masingadlali sonto. Niyezwa nina abesifazane? Lalelani. Nani madoda? Nani basha? Lalelani. Akuphele lokhu kaSathane. Qhuma kwaNkulunkulu.
I've spoken about the casinos, gambling. Don't gamble with church. Don't mess around and play with these truths of God. Let it transform you rather.
Let them gamble and lose all the money at the gambling places. But you don't play around with Christianity. That's too holy.
Musukudlala nenkolo yobuKristu ngoba kungcwele kakhulu.
And God is alive, and He won't allow it.
Nonkulunkulu uyaphila, ngeke avume lokho.
Asithoba makhanda ethu.
Let's bow our heads and pray.
Nkosi Jesu, sibonga ukufika kwakho lapha ezweni.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your coming into this world.
Sibonga ukuba ufike kithina bahedeni.
Thank you, Lord, for coming to us, we heathen. Not to the Jews only, but to we of the nations. So that we would turn away from our foolishness and worship you, the living one.
Sebenza phakathi kwethu, sebenza emhlabeni, kubi izinto zimbi. Thoma ivangeli ligijime ligcwale umhlaba wonke, abantu bazalwe kabusha, basindiswe, baphenduke.
Lord, wouldn't you work wonderfully? Work in such a way that your word would go forth throughout the whole world, and that it would be your working would be so mighty that people would be transformed and changed.
Phela inzondo.
And that there'd be real repentance and turning away from hatred.
Amaqhubu.
Grudges and gossip, all the works of Satan, that it might come to an end.
Amen.
Amen.